From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Donald Trump told a news conference in Washington Thursday that the media is painting a false picture of his administration as chaotic, when in fact, he says, it is running like a fine-tuned machine. In a session marked by contentious exchanges with reporters, the president complained of unfair coverage of his administration's first days. Mr. Trump denied having any contacts or connections with Russia. He said ousted National Security Advisor Michael Flynn was only doing his job when he made contacts with the Russian ambassador during the campaign. He says the reason Flynn resigned was because he had been dishonest with the vice president when he denied the contacts took place. The president said he will issue a new executive order to replace the travel ban that temporarily suspended travel from seven terrorism-plagued countries and barred most refugees.
We're issuing a new executive action next week that will comprehensively protect our country. So we'll be going along the one path and hopefully winning that. At the same time, we will be issuing a new and very comprehensive order.
President Trump. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley says the Trump administration supports a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Haley spoke to reporters after attending her first Security Council meeting on the conflict. During a joint news conference Wednesday, President Trump said he could live with either a one- or two-state solution to the conflict, depending on what the two sides agreed to. Haley said any solution is going to come from the Israelis and the Palestinians, and that the United States is thus just there to support the process. This is VOA News. A bipartisan group of lawmakers introduced legislation Wednesday to prevent the Trump administration from repealing sanctions on Russia without congressional approval. House Democratic Minority Whip Steny Hoyer said he believed there was sufficient bipartisan support to allow the sanctions bill to pass with a veto-proof vote. The House bill has bipartisan support with several Republicans among the co-sponsors. It is similar to a measure introduced in the Senate. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson took part Thursday in his first major international talks, joining a gathering of G20 foreign ministers in Germany. Tillerson's schedule includes a number of sideline meetings with individual ministers, including those from Britain, Turkey, Italy, South Korea, Japan, and Brazil. His most high-profile meeting outside of the G20 talks themselves was the Russian foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov.
As we search for new common ground, we expect Russia to honor its commitment to the Minsk agreements and work to de-escalate the violence in the Ukraine.
Rex Tillerson. At a meeting of NATO ministers in Brussels Thursday, U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis ruled out any military collaboration between the United States and Russia.
We do not, or are not in a position right now to collaborate on a military level, but our political leaders will engage and try to find common ground or a way forward where Russia, living up to its commitments, will return to a partnership of sorts here with NATO.
Mattis made his comments after Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said Russia is ready to restore cooperation with the Pentagon. Immigrants in the United States were urged to stay home today in a demonstration dubbed A Day Without Immigrants. Some restaurants in a number of big cities closed for the day. The demonstration is being held to protest Trump administration immigration policies. President Trump has nominated former National Labor Relations Board member Alexander Acosta to serve as Secretary of Labor. Acosta is currently dean of a Florida law school. An Islamic State suicide bomber killed more than 70 people and wounded around 200 Thursday inside a crowded Shiite shrine in southern Pakistan. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for the attack in Sehwan, a remote town in Sindh province. Officials in South Sudan say army troops entered a village near the capital Juba on Sunday and raped at least a half dozen women and girls, some of them at gunpoint. The alleged rapes occurred less than 2 weeks after South Sudanese President Salva Kiir issued a warning that soldiers who commit acts of rape and sexual assault will be shot. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.